Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 8th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that, according to code discovered by developer Steve Moser, Netflix plans to launch games on iOS as individual applications in the App Store. Similar to Netflix's Android implementation, the iOS Netflix app would include shortcuts to these in a Games tab. Apple's App Store rules don't allow third parties to build all-in-one gaming service apps, with other game streaming services turning to web apps for cloud gaming on iOS. The group Fail Overflow announced it obtained root keys for the PS5, opening the door to decrypting files and potentially reverse engineering the console's software. The group claims these were obtained from software, including a per-console root key. Fail Overflow previously worked to install third-party software on other consoles, including the Wii and PS3. Late last week, the U.S. House passed the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, approved by the Senate back in August, and now awaiting the president's signature. The bill includes $65 billion for broadband expansion. It also classifies all crypto exchanges as brokers and states that cryptocurrency exchanges and NFTs will be treated like securities in terms of capital gains and losses. An investor group acquired all outstanding shares of the cybersecurity company McAfee, acquiring the company in an all-cash deal worth over $14 billion. McAfee was previously spun out from Intel in 2017, completed an IPO in 2020, and sold off its enterprise security business to a consortium led by Symphony Technology Group for $4 billion in March. The deal is expected to close in the first half of 2022, although the company's board and advisors have 45 days to look for better acquisition proposals. SoftBank reported a record quarterly loss for its Vision Fund, with the unit down 825.1 billion yen, that's about 7.3 billion U.S. dollars, in the quarter ending September 30th. This loss was fueled by a plunge in the value of public companies like the South Korean e-commerce giant Coupang and China's ride-hailing giant Didi. Disney Plus will display 13 Marvel movies in IMAX's expanded aspect ratio of 1.90 to 1 starting November 12th. These movies have sequences shot using IMAX-certified cameras in that aspect ratio, with Avengers Infinity War and Endgame entirely shot on the format. Basically, this means smaller black bars when viewing on a 16:9 TV. Protocol reports that the boom in NFT play-to-earn style games could generate an unexpected number of taxable events. It points out that simply selling a digital asset and converting an NFT to cryptocurrency in the game to cash out could generate multiple separate taxable investment transactions. NFT games don't typically track transactions for tax purposes. According to a joint security bulletin from DHS, the FBI, and the National Counterterrorism Center, in July 2020, a DJI Mavic 2 drone approached a Pennsylvania power substation in what was an attempt to disrupt operations by creating a short circuit using a thick copper wire connected to the drone. This is the first known incident of using an unmanned aircraft system to specifically target U.S. energy infrastructure. The drone crashed on the roof of a nearby building before reaching its target, but the operator has not yet been found. Google Assistant no longer offers the Your News Update, a personalized audio digest first introduced in 2019. Users can still configure audio feeds to listen to on Assistant in the News Briefing section. WhatsApp began rolling out multi-device support as a default feature. The feature was added to the stable version of the app earlier this year, but users still had to opt in to the multi-device beta program. The feature lets users link up to 4 non-phone devices and doesn't require a primary smartphone to be connected to the internet to use them. WhatsApp Beta Info reports that a community feature is in development for the app on Android and iOS. This allows community admins to effectively manage groups of group chats, including the ability to send community invite links. The site compared communities to acting like a Discord server, with each individual group chat in that community like a channel. Microsoft will end support for personal OneDrive desktop apps for Windows 7, 8, and 8.1 on January 1st, 2022, with users unable to sync content to the cloud starting March 1st, 2022. Files will still be accessible in the OneDrive app, and users can still backup files manually using the web app. And finally, in response to complaints about the speed and accuracy of the underscreen fingerprint reader on the Pixel 6, Google said the sensor utilizes enhanced security algorithms, which can take longer to verify or require more direct contact with the sensor. It's unclear if software updates would be able to improve performance over time. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.